Hare Krishna. When Draupadi was calling Krishna very helplessly, Hey Krishna, Hey Gopijana Priye, Hey Dwaraka Vasin. At that time, Krishna was about to begin his meal in a golden plate which was offered by Satyabhama. But as soon as he heard this call, he immediately moved the plate of food aside and got up to leave, putting Satyabhama in surprise. Why, what happened? Why is he upset? He has gotten up from the food. So it is said, Krishna acted so swiftly, hearing his holy name being called out, especially when Gopijana Priya, the word he heard, which means the Lord who is very dear to his supreme devotees, gopis. Immediately, Krishna took attention. And it is said, when Dushasana was trying to disrobe Draupadi naked, he found the sari becoming endless practically. So it is said he was wondering, ye kya hai? Ye nari ka sari hai, sari ka nari hai. Just thinking. Is he a woman who is wrapped up with a sari, or is it a sari, you know, sari made of sari only? It was like a woman made of sari only, nothing else. And he went on disrobing. Ultimately he fell to the ground unconscious. Dushasana. This was the power of Krishna, who became an endless sari to protect the man of Draupadi. In the same manner, these pastimes are explained in the scriptures for those who hear these things with great faith. Then they will get the same benefit when they recite the holy name with faith. The holy names of Krishna have to be called out with great sincerity and helpless attitude and faith. Then they produce the desired effect, and the entrance of Krishna into the heart of the devotee takes place very easily. This pastime proves Krishna's holy name to be non-different from him, because of his name being uttered wherever he is. His eyes and ears and hands and legs are everywhere. In a split of a moment, Krishna can appear instantly in the presence of a devotee to offer all kinds of protection. So that is why Krishna's one name is Apad Bandhava. Bandhava means relative, but there are many relatives who cannot help us in Apat. Apat means dangers. So he's called as Apad Bandhava. Somebody may say, oh, all my relatives have ditched me. There are no mother, no father, no friends, no relatives. Then he is also called as Anatha Rakshaka. He is the protector of those who are orphans also. Somebody may say, okay, I am an orphan, but I am so fallen that Krishna cannot take notice of my chanting. He is called as Dinabandhu. He is actually a friend of the fallen also. That he can give his hand and can uplift them. Or if somebody says, no, I have been chanting Krishna's name for millions of years, now I have become a pure devotee, now I am already a devotee, what should I do? Continue to chant. Why? It's called Bhakta Vatsala. Because if one continues to chant Krishna's name after becoming a pure devotee also, then Krishna starts exchanging rasa with that devotee, accepting him as his own nija bhakta, personal servant. In this way, everyone and anyone can chant the holy name in all stages of life, in an unliberated conditioned stage or a liberated stage or in a purified state. And this chanting of the holy name with faith will draw the attention of Krishna always. Harinam Prabhu ki.